Good morning. Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 83. God made all his creatures free. Life itself is liberty. God ordained no other bands than united hearts and hands. Hymn number 83. The scriptural will be given by Wendy from Georgia.
Good morning. I will read from Isaiah. The Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. Psalms. Praise the Lord with harp, sing unto him with the psaltery, and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song, play skillfully with a loud noise. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as an heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouses. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. From the place of his habitation, he looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashioneth their hearts alike. He considereth all their work. There is no king saved by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. An horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death, and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer and follow with the Lord's Prayer and its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook.
Our Father, which art in heaven.
Our Father, Mother God, all harmonious.
Hallowed be thy name.
Adorable One.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom is come. Thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation. But deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let's now sing hymn number 180. Love the Lord thy God. Love is staff and rod. For heart and soul and mind, in this command forever strong, to silence thoughts of wrong, all laws fulfillment find. Hymn number 180.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. We begin each Sunday morning here at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion. And if you missed it this morning, please catch it on our website, plainfieldcs.com. You don't want to miss it. Also, on Sundays at 11 a.m., we have a Sunday school for children. And that Sunday school is carried on through a teleconference feature that we provide so that any child anywhere in the world can attend. So if you don't live in the area and have a child who would like to attend our Sunday school, please call us and your child will be most welcome. We have a testimony meeting every Wednesday evening at 8:15 where you can hear testimonies of healings and lives changed through the study and practice of Christian Science. And we have a nursery available for infants and toddlers at all of our services. And you can find us not only here in Plainfield, but also on our website, plainfieldcs.com. We have a channel on YouTube, and you can find us on SoundCloud, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And you can listen to our services on our website, on YouTube, or from your telephone via a teleconference number that we provide. I'd like to point out an article featured on our website called Opportunity by Bicknell Young. So if you've ever wondered whether God is providing you with good opportunities in this world, read this article. You'll find it very helpful. We will have another Bible study class next Saturday at 10 a.m. So check the website for study questions. And please join us next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Let's see. Our printing department has been busy this week. The November issue of Love is the Liberator, our magazine, has been printed and is available at the book table downstairs and will soon be in the mail to subscribers. And the latest edition of Forum Highlights has also been printed and is in the mail. Everyone is welcome here. And that includes all of you who are joining us, participating, listening from around the world. We will now have the reading of a testimony from the chapter entitled Fruitage in Science and Health, which attests to the healing power obtained from studying the Christian Science textbook. And that reading will be given this morning by Shahidat from Maryland.
On page 669, A Restless Sense of Existence Destroyed. Through reading Science and Health and the illumination which followed, I was healed of ulceration of the stomach and kidney troubles. A restless sense of existence, agnosticism, etc. The torture I endured with the stomach trouble I will not attempt to describe. The attending physician declared that I could live but a short time, and felt there could be a limit to my endurance of the torture, but the disease was dissipated into nothingness through Christian Science, which brought me peace. Like many others, I had been seemingly lost in the sea of error without a compass, yet earnestly and honestly seeking a haven. I had investigated all kinds of religions and philosophies that came under my notice, with the exception of Christian Science, which was not then deemed worthy of inquiry. And yet it held the very truth I was searching for, the light which shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. 3 years of stubborn resistance to truth with increasing suffering followed, and the light came, and with it a new experience. Now, after 9 years of Christian Science experience under severe test, it can be truthfully said that it has not failed me in any hour of need. From JFJ, Cincinnati, Ohio.
The lesson sermon for this morning can be found on page 16 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject: Soul and Body. The golden text is from Psalms. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. The responsive reading is from Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And God said,
Let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven.
And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good.
And God said, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them
So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them.
And God saw everything that he had made. And behold, it was very good.
Dede from Georgia will read from the Bible.
Ezekiel. Behold, all souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. Isaiah. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf, and the young lion, and the fatling together, and the little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. And the sucking child shall play on the hole of the ass, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be filled of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Romans. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. And that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. And when it was determined that we should sail into Italy, they delivered Paul and certain other prisoners unto one named Julius, a centurion of Augustus' band. And entering into a ship of Adramidium, we launched.
But not long after, there arose against it a tempestuous wind called Euroclydon. And when the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, and we neither saw, when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, "And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. And when it was day, they knew not the land, but they discovered a certain creek with a shore, into the which they were minded, if it were possible, to thrust in the ship. And falling into a place where two seas met, they ran the ship aground. And the soldiers' counsel was to kill the prisoners, lest any of them should swim out and escape. But the centurion, willing to save Paul, kept them from their purpose, and commanded that they which could swim should cast themselves first into the sea and get to land. And the rest, some on boards and some on broken pieces of the ship. And so it came to pass that they escaped, all safe to land. And when they were escaped, then they knew that the island was called Melita. And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received us, every one, because of the present rain and because of the cold. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, No doubt this man is a murderer, whom, though he hath escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live. And he shook off the beast into the fire, and felt no harm. Howbeit they looked when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly. But after they had looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god. And it came to pass that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever and of a bloody flux, to whom Paul entered in and prayed and laid his hands on him and healed him. So when this was done, others also, which had diseases in the island, came and were healed. Psalms. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. Blessed be the Lord, who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Job. But ask now the beast, and they shall teach thee, and the fowls of the air, and they shall tell thee. Or speak to the earth, and it shall teach thee, and the fishes of the sea shall declare unto thee. Who knoweth not in all these that the hand of the Lord hath wrought this? in whose hand is the soul of every living thing and the breath of all mankind. 3 John. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth.
Carol from New Jersey will now read.
I will read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. God fashions all things after his own likeness. The facts of divine science should be admitted, although the evidence as to these facts is not supported by evil, by matter, or by material sense, because the evidence that God and man coexist is fully sustained by spiritual sense. Man is and forever has been God's reflection. God is infinite, therefore ever-present, and there is no other power nor presence. Hence, the spirituality of the universe is the only fact of creation. Identity is the reflection of spirit, the reflection in multifarious forms of the living principle, love. Soul is the substance, life, and intelligence of man, which is individualized, but not in matter. Soul can never reflect anything inferior to spirit. Man is the expression of soul. The individuality created by God is not carnivorous, as witness the millennial estate pictured by Isaiah. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. Understanding the control which love held over all, Daniel felt safe in the lion's den, and Paul proved the viper to be harmless. All of God's creatures, moving in the harmony of science, are harmless, useful, indestructible. A realization of this grand verity was a source of strength to the ancient worthies. It supports Christian healing and enables its possessor to emulate the example of Jesus. And God saw that it was good. The belief that life can be in matter or soul in body, and that man springs from dust or from an egg, is the result of the mortal error which Christ or truth destroys by fulfilling the spiritual law of being, in which man is perfect, even as the Father which is in heaven is perfect. In divine science, God and the real man are inseparable as divine principle and idea. Error will cease to claim that soul is in body, that life and intelligence are in matter, and that this matter is man. As astronomy reverses the human perception of the movement of the solar system, so Christian science reverses the seeming relation of soul and body and makes body tributary to mind. Thus it is with man, who is but the humble servant of the restful mind, though it seems otherwise to finite sense. But we shall never understand this while we admit that soul is in body or mind in matter, and that man is included in non-intelligence. Soul or spirit is God, unchangeable and eternal. And man coexists with and reflects soul, God, for man is God's image. The evidence of the physical senses often reverses the real science of being and so creates a reign of discord, assigning seeming power to sin, sickness, and death. But the great facts of life, rightly understood, defeat this triad of errors, contradict their false witnesses, and reveal the kingdom of heaven, the actual reign of harmony on earth. The material senses reversal of the science of soul was practically exposed 1900 years ago by the demonstrations of Jesus. Health is not a condition of matter, but of mind, nor can the material senses bear reliable testimony on the subject of health. Our theories make the same mistake regarding soul and body that Ptolemy made regarding the solar system. They insist that soul is in body and mind, therefore, tributary to matter. The Ptolemaic blunder could not affect the harmony of being, as does the error relating to soul and body, which reverses the order of science and assigns to matter the power and prerogative of spirit, so that man becomes the most absolutely weak and inharmonious creature in the universe. The verity of mind shows conclusively how it is that matter seems to be, but is not. Divine science, rising above physical theories, excludes matter, resolves things into thoughts, and replaces the objects of material sense with spiritual ideas. The definitions of material law, as given by natural science, represent a kingdom necessarily divided against itself, because these definitions portray law as physical, not spiritual. Therefore, they contradict the divine decrees and violate the law of love, in which nature and God are one, and the natural order of heaven comes down to earth. Man, being immortal, has a perfect, indestructible life. The divine love, which made harmless the poisonous viper, which delivered men from the boiling oil, from the fiery furnace, from the jaws of the lion, can heal the sick in every age and triumph over sin and death. Let us remember that harmonious and immortal man has existed forever and is always beyond and above the mortal illusion of any life, substance, and intelligence as existent in matter. This statement is based on fact, not fable. The science of being reveals man as perfect, even as the Father is perfect, because the soul or mind of the spiritual man is God, the divine principle of all being, and because this real man is governed by soul instead of sense, by the law of spirit, not by the so-called laws of matter.
Let us now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let's now sing hymn number 254. The words of this hymn are by Mary Baker Eddy. O'er waiting harp strings of the mind, there sweeps a strain, low, sad, and sweet, whose measures bind the power of pain, and wake a white-winged angel throng of thoughts, illumed by faith, and breathed in raptured song, with love perfumed. Hymn number 254.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was spoken, that it might be heard.
In the beginning was the Word.
It already existed.
And the Word was God. was the word expressed in dust?
Can the impossible occur?
Does the likeness ever live? Does it have anything to add to love?
Or give to the expression of the word?
No. That would be absurd, and nothing turned it upside down. We're just hearing it all wrong. In the beginning was the word, and you and I
and all
Let's now sing hymn number 66. From these thy children gathered in thy name, from hearts made whole, from lips redeemed from woe, thy praise, O Father, shall forever flow. Alleluia, alleluia. Hymn number 66.
Thank you.
I will read from the Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, and the correlative passages from 1 John, 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material, he is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Grace be unto you, and peace, from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.